Remember that song about Sally Mae? When she's angry, when she's wrathful, the trees run for cover. And when she speaks of her displeasure, the mountains hide their faces. No kidding, it's true. Hey, when Sally Mae's on the peck, all life on the ranch comes to a standstill. She came boiling out of the house. Her face showed all the signs of danger. Flaming eyes, flared nostrils, lips as thin as nails. Just the sight of her turned me into a melting blob of dog hair. Drover let out a gasp.
Oh my gosh, we better run.
Hold your ground, son. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, but
shh, listen. Her eyes darted around the yard. She saw us sitting beside the gate. Two faithful dogs who had been robbed and cheated. Little Alfred joined her.
Where is the cat?
The boy pointed towards the iris patch. She started towards the northwest corner of the house.
Pete! Kitty! Here, kitty!
I couldn't believe this next part. Any dog in his right mind would have quit the country when he heard the crack of the screen door. But Pete? See, he'd had very little experience with the thermonuclear side of Sally Mae's personality. Oh, and he was an incredible dumbbell. You know what he did? He came sliding out of the iris patch, purring and rubbing against the side of the house. Then he went over to Sally Mae and started wrapping himself around her ankles. He had no idea what was fixing to fall on top of his head. But I did.
I loved it.
She reached down and snatched him off the ground. I mean, she didn't just pick him up. She snatched him up so fast, it actually caused his smirk to evaporate. Maybe he had begun to realize that this time, something was different. Sally Mae held him up to her face.
You're a naughty cat. You stole bacon from the dogs and you didn't deserve it. Shame on you.
She pitched him out into the snow. He pinned down his ears, fired an angry look at us dogs, and went scampering off to the north side of the house. You talk about quivering with joy and excitement. I could hardly sit still. I wanted to do flips in the air and bark a rousing approval for a job well done, but somehow I maintained iron discipline and held the formation. So did Drover. I was proud of the little mutt.